This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 30th of April, 1963. The title of this lecture is Pattern of the GPM. This tape is 81 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Thank you. All right, this is the 30th of April, AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. Now, we had a record last week. We had a, I think there were more than this, but they weren't checked out in the week, so we didn't count them. But we had a dozen goals found last week. A dozen. So let's give them a hand, huh? Well, I have an awful lot of trouble keeping my shoes on. It's very hard for me to keep my shoes on because people keep walking on my heels and slipping them off. And this has been technically quite a rat race because it's been necessary for me to take, I was telling Susie this morning, my customary attitude toward this thing is take about 1,000 years and go down on desert islands, you know, and figure it all out. But due to the various stresses and strains involved with it, that hasn't been possible, so it had to be condensed into a few weeks. And pattern of the GPM, that's been pure slaughter, because trying to find this pattern has been, well, it's not only difficult to find the pattern, but you actually have to hunt and punch through a bank to make sure that the pattern is in agreement bank to bank, and you haven't had any time to run the banks, so therefore you have to pick up an early enough bank, you see, so as to tip the charge off later banks, you see, and look it all over, and that leaves your case in a horrible condition, let me assure you. And you go back 15 goals with no fully run goals ahead of those 15 goals, and it's a slaughter. Well, I don't mean to put up the poor victim to you, or even tell you must appreciate the information. All I'm saying is that it's been a flat-out proposition, and we do have the information. And that pattern of the bank which you have now, it's horrified me in the past that we continued to get new items. And I figured, well, some of these are certainly lock items on the items we've already gotten, so it was necessary to shake them all out. What were the actual items in the pattern of a GPM? And were all those items present in a GPM? It's all shaken out now, except a little band, which won't disturb you, since it's an easy band to find anything in, on the level in your bulletin there, have a game. And there's a little place where I drew wiggly lines across and said there might be some items in there. Well, it's kind of mysterious why the noun of the GPM, or action or conditional form, final achievement of the goal is what it is, it's sort of mysterious that that declines completely. You've got that completely declined, and then you go into the ivities and so forth for it, and then you get the goal as an opterm, and well, you don't think these things are hard to find, man. I must have gone across 8 banks without, I just said, someplace the goal becomes an opterm. I know it. I thought it might be at the top and it might be in the middle, but someplace the goal became an opterm. It was just in the cards that this would be true. And by George, it wasn't until I was about 15 banks back that I finally found the goal as an opterm. Wow. And there it sits. It's right in that position exactly. Well, now your goal declines through those same, fortunately, it repeats its pattern, and it declines totally all the way down and then goes into the ivities. It declines, I mean, it goes through absolute and perfect and so on. And then it goes down into the ivities. And then the end of the goal suddenly takes over. After you've gotten down there, you got the end of the goal, like to catch catfish. You've now got catch catfish, you see. So you got catching catfish. And mysteriously, the end of the goal doesn't decline. And I haven't been able to find any place it declines. It simply goes through its the forms which you see there on the Have a Game plot. That's mysterious. Why does it do this? But it doesn't decline at anything I can find at this particular time. But I got a lot of banks to run. I got to clean up all these banks now that I've been through. And on actual auditing time, I figure out this will only take $2,500 of auditing to do this, because each item will have to be cleaned up now. And this brings me clear. This brings you at least to one goal clear, you see, sometime in the next few weeks, and it brings me clear in 1973, you see. So just be kind to me in the meanwhile, and don't make snide remarks about it, because the worst that happens on this sort of thing is body weight starts knocking you around. The front of your body takes a beating. And at times I thought the machinery of the body was going to cave in on some of this. None of that happens in the type of auditing which you're doing at this particular time. It's the residue, the uncleared items and that sort of thing banging into the body, which increases body weight. People will ask you about this, and you occasionally banging into a goal, unable to get its top-op term, unwilling to spend the next 2 or 3 months of auditing just to get this character's top-op term, you're perfectly at liberty to cut into it someplace and the goal is an op term and just force that block charge off and then force the lower block charge off and, you know, take the bottom of the goal off and then go back and find it, because it'll now be in view. You see the strategy involved with it. But if you do this, why, you will be aware of the fact that your PC's body mass will increase, because you've got all that top bank, and it settles down on the body. It wasn't part of the body's weight up to the time when it was re-stimulated and pulled in on the body, you see. But now it is, so that adds some body mass, and when you clean it up, the body mass will go away. This is one of the oldest findings in the field of havingness and in the field of livingness. And this goes back, I think, to 1950, well, certainly 54. I remember it in 54, on the subject of making mock-ups and pushing them into the body and increasing the body's weight and then taking and throwing them away and decreasing the body's weight, so that somebody or something was busy. And this was used as a proof of the existence of a thetan, rather than the and using the fact that the thetan did have something to do with the construction of mass and the creation of mass and that sort of thing. What was the source of energy and mass? All of that was used, by the way, in confirmation of the early axioms. And that was all axiomatic theoretical work. Well, here we are facing the same principles again, that if you don't clean up an RI before leaving it, you have residual mass, and that residual mass tends to add itself to the body, and the body tends to increase in weight. And when you have run this out, the body then decreases in weight. You can almost control the body's weight with RIs, depending on how thoroughly you handle the situation. Well, anyway, that isn't too much the point involved here. The point I'm making is that the upper masses, or any GPM uncleared masses, tend to add themselves to the body's mass, because they pin down against the body more thoroughly than they have been You see, here was a Thetan, and he's just been dragging these old tin cans and chains around. But if you don't thoroughly clean the thing up, why, the old tin cans and chains get added on to the body's mass, and it will register on the bathroom scales. We're not talking about any esoteric mass. We're just talking about what weighs on a scale. It's as easy as that. And you see, the stuff you're handling is finite mass, just as much as that crayon is a mass. You see, it's nothing. Mental mass is different than physical mass. Well, it's the only difference is it's thinner. It's less massy. And that's about all. And somebody here the other day, every once in a while on the back track, they say, in Dianetic Scientology, I mentioned something about mass, and somebody would say, well, I part company with Hubbard at that point, you know, on mass, seeing mass, and that sort of thing. Who can see mass? And a lot of people couldn't see mass. In fact, I think the bulk of people couldn't see mass. And we had somebody here in Z unit the other day, all of a sudden, a few RIs down a bank, and all of a sudden, hey, you know, there it is, you know. That isn't all the mass that shows up. Sometimes very interesting things show up, like a complete spaceship or a steam engine complete with wheels and so forth. And it's solid enough that you feel that you could reach over and kick it and it would clang. That isn't a GPM. That's exterior to a GPM, or it's gotten mixed up in a GPM. GPM mass is normally a steel shell, looks like a steel shell, or is a sphere of some kind or another, covered with a black or gray cloud. The mass on a half-discharged bank looks like gray cotton wool. A mass that's been black will turn into gray cotton wool, sort of a look. It has finite dimensions. It isn't something that's esoterically a million miles from here or something like that. It's 75 feet long and 25 feet wide, and you could practically tape measure it. And it's actual mass. And the funny thing is, sometimes you get a wrong item. You'll throw a mass into re-stim for the PC, and he all of a sudden is sitting there looking at a black mass that wasn't there a moment ago. And it's one of the tests of whether it's a right item or not, is how much mass did it turn on. I've used that a great deal in research. Something didn't turn on mass, something did turn on mass, something turned on no mass at all. Well, it was the one that turned on a little bit of mass, the way the thing turned out. It turned on a tiny bit of mass, and those that were very comfortable and turned on no mass at all didn't turn out to be the item. They were outside the perimeter of the thing. And this mass is alternates. You've got a black bank and a gray bank and a black bank and a gray bank as you look on down the track. Some of them black, some of them gray. You might say they're positive, negative charges, and they're all stretched out. They look like block islands of mass. And a black bank, when discharged, turns gray. And that is partially discharged, it'll turn gray. It's still got couple of dozen items scattered through it that you haven't got, something like that. It'll turn a dirty brown. It's one of the weirdest shades. It's sort of a bleh, irky, horrible mustard brown. And it looks very floppy and so forth. And you pull a couple of more pins and that starts unraveling. You pull a couple of more items. You can see these things start to shake to pieces and diminish and so forth as they're run. And it's very funny to stand off and look at a bank that you have just partially run. Let's say it's two-thirds of the item, or even less than that, half of the items are out of the thing, and watch the bank start to shake and start going to pieces. It's trying to go to pieces. And it goes, and it shakes, and the corners shake, and it shivers, and it sort of folds up and gets smaller and shivers some more, and it can't quite make it, you see, because it's still got an awful lot of items in it. But taking charge is almost geometric. I wouldn't say that it is geometric in its progression, but the first items off take proportionately more charge off than the next items off, and then these take proportionally more charge off than the next items off. And if you're going down the bank toward the bottom of the bank, when you get into the lower areas, about the only dangerous thing you can do is leave any of those lower RIs alive and walk off and leave the bank. You can leave the upper ones alive and it won't kill the PC. See, that just squashes him and puts him in the wine press and gets him published one way or the other. It's uncomfortable. It's just physically uncomfortable to have these things left. But you get down to the bottom of the bank, and what holds the bank together are those bottom RIs. Goal, that one, as an RI, you see. The goal, too, you know, that one is an RI. Somebody or something with the goal, too. And a couple of those op terms. You walk off and you leave those things, and man, you've had it. Because that bank will stay stiff as poker. You see, these are the fundamental keystones on which that bank is built. And it's just there. It's just there, man. And if you were to leave those on and go over the bank again, the bank would get stiffer. And by extrapolation, I haven't been able to take a third time over a bank with the bottom items in, but apparently it would just go stiffer. In other words, it gets to a point where it'll charge up if it is still held in place at the bottom. It'll continue to discharge if you take the top off. You can take lots of charge off the bank, you see. The top items are not very vital. They're just uncomfortable. They're upsetting. They're annoying. PC keeps dragging them through the bank, and they keep getting in his road. And you get down in the lower third of the bank without the decline of perfect and absolute, you know, all that sort of stuff. And those things will start flying back up to the top of the bank. You've dragged them all the way to the bottom of the bank, you see. And you'll say one of those lower op terms, you see, very low op terms, and all of a sudden, why, one of these things will go, and you'll say to the auditor something silly. Let's say the top of the goal is catfish, and you're trying to run off the decline of catching catfish, you see. And you'll say an absolute catfish. No, catching big catfish. Just catching catfish is what I'm trying to say. In other words, those top items are pulled down. But if those bottom items are left in a bank, why, just nothing discharges. You get to a point of no return. You could run items and 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 nothing, no charges coming off the bank. But the PC is getting more and more uncomfortable, and the pressure is getting greater and greater, and it's becoming very upsetting indeed. The keystone of the bank that keeps it in the channel is the lowest up term. That is the real keystone of the bank that keeps it in channel with the other goals. That is how that can be kept in, because it is always a mixture between the goal you're running and the next earlier goal on the track. And it's a cross, that bottom-up term is a cross between those two goals, you see. Let's say to know, it wouldn't be, is the lower goal to catch catfish, see. All right, so that one in the bank to catch catfish, that GPM, that bottom-up term, is knowing about catching catfish, you see. Or something like that. Knowing about the non-existence of catfish, or it'll be something weird, but it'll be a cross between those two banks. But I say that's a keystone as far as the channel of goals is concerned. That's goal 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how they keep in sequence, that bottom op term. But what keeps the bank stiff and what keeps the bank charged up is the goal. And there's a correction coming out on the plan of handling. I got a little more data on that and picked up this other data about the stiffening of the bank. But you should run out, the only correction is, when you run down one of these banks, you shouldn't keep going earlier. You should go to present time. Well, all that's okay. But what should you do about these bottom-up terms? Well, you should run them. And what should you do about the lowest goal? That goal is an RI. What should you do about that? Well, that's an enormous question. There's a terrific amount of theory could go on about what you should do about it. If you get the PC into the earlier goal, he, of course, is going to be so interested in it that nothing will do but he runs it. And the next thing you know, you've got a PC six goals from the present time goal, you see, and he's now going earlier. And because you've got present time goals on top of it, they're going to follow him back, just like the top of the bank is going to follow him back. And any time he peels off some RIs, he's sitting there looking at a black wall. What's this black wall? Well, that's just the top goals following him down, see? You take any goal out of the sequence of goals, just at random, and try to chop it out, and as you run the top op terms, you run into the later goal on the track, you see? And as you hit the bottom, you're going to run into the earlier goals on the track. So what do you do about these bottom op terms? Well, you certainly had better run them. Well, bottom op term? You can't get that unless you've got the next goal. Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, it's not necessary to get it. Just have the PC string a long bow at it and put anything that RRs and put it down, see? And adjust it when you come back down the track after having run to present time. Well, what do you do about this goal as an RI? Actually, I made an actual test after the release of the bulletin, which opened my eyes. I thought you could leave them on. Almost killed me. I thought you could leave it on. You can't do it, man. You got to list that. On what goal would it oppose, or who or what would it oppose, and have the PCs put some goals on as an answer to the question, and get yourself a complete list. By George, don't leave that list incomplete. Go 50 beyond your last RRS, just as though you're going right down there and find that goal, see? You're going to find that earlier goal. Even knowing that the PC is liable to cognite on it, if he cognites on it, God help you, you see. You can't let him run it. You mustn't let him run it, because you've got to come back up to PT on these banks. Not go earlier, because he starts running into stuff that the devil himself couldn't handle, you see. And he's got all these upper banks that are going to follow him down. So you can't let him go earlier. And if he gets that goal and suddenly realizes what the goal is and that sort of thing, just talk him out of it. Say, well, that's all very interesting. We're awfully glad to have this goal to be a game warden. That's fine. Thank you very much. Make sure you complete the list, even if he cognites on the goal. Because he'll ARC break, you see, if you don't complete a list. It's true of any list. All right, do that, RI, goal is at RI, oppose at the bottom, and don't null the list. Just leave it as a complete list. PC would be perfectly happy, and then go back up to the top of the first bank you run and find its goal with the opposite oppose and go on to PT. But what do you do with that? That's been one of the major problems. This doesn't look like much of a problem to you. But it looked like a big problem to me, because there are many chances that you take in even approaching the earlier bank at all. And the main one is the PC is so interested, the top op terms pop up. He even gives you the top op terms, maybe. You look like you're running it, see? You're on your way, and you say, I have no other choice to run it, because you do have your hands on a goal. The temptation to run it is enormous, and it just must not be done. It just must not be done. You've got to take him around and go on top of the bank, and that list is always harder to do. It's more difficult to find the later goal than the earlier one. And you've now got two live goals firing, and for a long time I didn't know if you could have two goals firing. Well, I'll let you in on something. You can have 15 goals firing all at the same time. So don't worry about that. That worried me for quite a while, but I found out that it was one of these points one didn't have to worry about. Anyway, this situation of what do you do with a bank and so on is all answered on the basis of what are you trying to do with a PC? Well, if you're trying to clear a PC, then you will audit the PC for the best auditing gains that you could obtain per unit of auditing time. Not the most you can do mechanically per unit of auditing time, but the best gain you can get per unit of auditing time. Now, it is true that it's totally a mechanical proposition. The more items you get off a bank, and the more banks you run, the less charge there is, and the more the PC can cognite. That is true. That is true. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Well, we're running a PC under special conditions that you yourself, as Scientologist, recognize as special conditions, but nobody else would. You're running a Thetan in a body. And that just about ruins 90% of the things that you could do heroically. You got a body. It has a beating heart. It has lung machinery. It's constructed. It's a piece of electronic construction. And it gets in the road. And you're auditing a bank with a frail human body interposed between the bank and the PC. Now, that is what has given me trouble in research. Nothing else has given me any trouble in research. Oh, these little minor points come up and stew about them for a little while and finally wrap them up and so forth. But the restraint point comes under the thing that the universe is most concerned with on these planets, and that is care of the body, care of the body. What are you going to do, see? Because the PC is put into danger to this extent, how are you going to continue to audit a dead body? And if you've got him halfway through a bank, he's sufficiently restimulated that he probably had difficulty picking up a new body. Do you see that? It's a neat point. And I don't intend any Scientologists be caught with this one. So if the body knocked off in the middle of running a bank, then how's this character going to function? See, he's all restimulated and so forth. Well, he'd undoubtedly go key out and be better off eventually and so forth. But he feels terribly betrayed because the hope factor is way up, you see. So therefore, auditing is monitored as to what gains you can achieve in spite of the fact that the PC has a body between himself and the bank. Now, this is not esoteric. This is not something weird. This is simply very blunt, very, very blunt indeed. There is a body, and there is the PC, and there is the bank. See? And what influences the PC tends to influence the body. And what the PC throws into restimulation throws restimulation around the body. And it's geographical. I mean, the PC's bank extends around you, the auditor, to the left and right and back and front. As probably as you're sitting in the auditing chair, the PC's bank is up there a mile or two. That is the total bank. And back of him may be half a mile or something like this. It may be that big, it's hardly any bigger than that. But the bank that you're running is right in the room that you're auditing in, and his body's in that room, and so forth. Now, it isn't going to infect or influence your body. Don't worry about that. You could worry about that far more than is justified. But that bank, remember, is capable of influencing the body, which is capable of influencing the E-meter. How do you think the bank charge gets through to the E-meter? Well, it gets through the PC's body, his hands, to the electrodes, to the wire, to the E-meter, see? So you got a closed circuit going on there. Well, there are other closed circuits which exist in this too. And the auditor is not much influenced with this bank. This bank is physically connected up to the Thetan that you're auditing. And it's not physically connected up to the auditor. Now, what you do run into auditing in an uncleared situation is in trying to figure out the PC's bank, you knucklehead, will occasionally remember what you had there or what it might be in your goal. I've only seen this happen once in being audited as a PC. All of a sudden, the auditor ducked like somebody hit her over the head with a sledgehammer, see? Had a tremendous somatic and practically taken off the side of her skull. And we were having a little difficulty trying to work out this scale, you see. And she had said to herself, I finally got this off, and we continued on. But she said to herself, what would there be at this level in my bank? Let's see. There would be a bang, you see. Now, an auditor could easily believe that he was being influenced by the PC's bank, or that it was doing something weird to his bank. But these are on quite different wavelengths, and the collision factor there is so remote as to be totally neglectable. But what does happen, he gets a re-stimulation because of his own think-think and what he is doing, and kicks his own bank into re-stimulation, and he could make a mistake and think that the PC's bank was knocking him around. Well, the PC's bank could knock him around if he had an item being knocked around by the PC's bank. But this physicalness of the bank is saved by this, and this is just guesstimate stuff, theory. Not only can a radio have a certain wavelength, you see, but matter can have a wavelength. Just stretch your imagination a little bit further. And there's practically an infinite number of potential wavelengths. And the matter of the bank apparently exists. You occasionally have met some human being that you have said, soulmate, see? Every once in a blue moon, you have suddenly run into somebody and had this feeling like a very great closeness, and you'd met them before, and you knew them, and so forth, and all that sort of thing. Well, you probably got a near wavelength proposition. You find also this person has the power of irritating you far beyond any other human being's power of irritating you, or pleasing you far beyond the power of any other human being in pleasing you, you see. What you've done is probably get one of these close tune-ins of harmonics. You haven't even got the same wavelength, you see. And then there's the possibility that you knew the bloke before. There always that possibility exists. It isn't often that you meet the people that you know. Some trickier Scientologist in the early days used to use this in order to get the sympathy and interest of girls. This was one of their favorite tricks. I used to talk them out of it. If I possibly could, I said I disliked having to procure girlfriends for them as well as clear them, so I thought it was too much. But the point, they would tell them, well, I've known you in an earlier life, don't you see, and don't you remember something or other, and naturally people having lived through all these periods get the period re-stimulated, and all kinds of wild things can occur from that point on, but that's cross-re-stimulation. That's just overtly re-stimulating somebody's bank. It is true enough, however. That's the insane harmonic of the true fact, you see. All things that are good have some harmonic way down below, which is awful. And this known you before is one of these. Perfectly true, that around you, you have run into some people you have known before. And that's no doubt about this whatsoever. And any person that you feel very closely drawn to, concerned about, terribly interested about, and that sort of thing, falls into either of these two. Either you've got a close wavelength harmonic going, or you've known them before. And this is... he takes your money and pays your chance. The thing is, is one or the other. But maybe you knew them before because of the close harmonic of the banks, you see. So that also works out. People, you get some real idiocies. This becomes very unpopular very easily because some nut will ride it into the ground, you know. I can't get off my overt because life after life, all I've done is kill Ron, you see, and so forth. And so on. I just haven't been getting kills, a patent lie, you know. All kinds of wild, oddball things can be dreamed up in this. And some true facts do exist, however, below the nonsense. And you mustn't totally avoid them. Now you'll get people around who claim they are so affected by other people's energy and masses and so drawn down by it that they just can't stand to confront or audit somebody or speak to people in a group or something like that. Well, you eventually run this down to the fact they're just dead scared. They'll have some RI saying they mustn't speak to the group, you see, or people steal their energy or something like this, you know. The actual phenomenon is not at fault. It's the restimulative factor which is at fault. Well, all this stuff is very well worth knowing. You run into it one way or the other with questions you might be asking yourself about it. Now, in handling a bank, this is a bank, you are associated with the problem of how you handle banks. Now, let's pull this down in its most finite possible way. You've got the problem of the thetan plus body plus bank. See, that's your problem as it walks up to you, see? That's a thetan plus body plus bank. And that's the whole shooting match. That bank consists of free track that hasn't been drawn into the GPM. It consists of all of the goals, all of the GPMs, all of the locks, all of the secondaries, all of the engrams, all of the circuits, everything there, you see, plus the body, you see, which is in the road of all this. And then the thetan is also plus the physical universe and its present time problems. And how often as an auditor have you found it necessary to handle a PC's present time problems before you could audit the PC? Well, so that gets added on too, and you could go out by extrapolation and realize that you were in auditing one PC, I don't take this as anything but a joke, in auditing one PC, you recognize clearly that you were auditing the whole physical universe and everything in it. That's the reductio ad absurdum. You feel like that sometimes, some of these PCs. How many PTPs they can get. Well, those are simply where the PC impinges. It is very seldom necessary for the auditor to handle the environment of the PC, but when you get into the field of the very neurotic, psychotic families that surround the PC, an insane PC, and so forth, you definitely are in a position where you have to handle the environment. Well, we're not dealing in that particular sphere at this particular time, have no intentions to do so at this particular time. But sometime later, after there have been some white flags raised over the center of the American Medical Association, Health, Education, Welfare building, and the Congress, which I think supports psychiatry totally, I think when they get a few white flags raised up around there and allow free thought to exist again in the world, you may find yourself with some of these problems. They won't keep leaving it to the witch doctor, believe me, if somebody can do something about it, you see. As the years roll along, they won't completely neglect this forever. We're not in that business. But it is a factor which should be part of your technology. You have to handle the environment, and that is, are a severely insane person, you have to get that person so he can't knock himself to pieces so that he can be audited. This padded cell proposition, you see. And now let's take the body. You know that if you try to audit a severely ill PC or try to do much more than give him an assist to make him feel happier, you know that you're in trouble. And that is the trouble with the body and so forth. And therefore, you shouldn't go around using Scientology to try to heal somebody. Well, let him get well if he can. Give him an assist, make him happier, bring him up to present time, do what you want to, but don't bother to try to treat what is wrong with him. That is well outside your province. Similarly, in auditing him, don't knock him around to a point where the body comes in too much, for too much of a beating. It can stand quite a beating, I assure you, between the thetan and the bank. This, again, is a factor which you have to take into consideration. If you had this this person walks up to you and he's just a thetan in a bank, and somehow or another you get him on an e-meter, I assure you, you could clear him much faster because you would handle him quite brutally. You would just chase him down the track, man. You'd pick up basic and shake the bank out, you know, and then go back up to the beginning and knock out some of the goals and discharge everything that you could discharge and get your hands on, then come back up to present time, run it all the way back from present time to the earliest bank, and you'd have an OT on your hands. In other words, you probably would proceed on some sort of an heroic basis like that. It's in the cards if you can run the first bank out right now. Of course, you've taken the kingpin out of every other bank, and therefore they run much easier. And so, well, you can't do that with a body around, because at the time he accumulated the first bank, he didn't have a body. And his adventures were far more strenuous than a body can stand up to, and the mental energy masses contained in those early banks do make no allowance whatsoever for a body. This is why people get sick. They get re-stimulations of banks that the body can't handle, and it knocks them around most ghastly. Now, you can make somebody quite ill by overtly chasing them down the track into early banks and badly handling them. And it's something that you must safeguard the PC from. Therefore, you find what you can get your hands on and get him up to PT and run the PT banks back. Before you've gone too far, you probably will be auditing a thetan who is not interposing a body between himself and the banks. But if you run him back early, you'll have no choice but to continue to interpose this body between the thetan and the bank. So the body is an unwanted chip in most respects, but you need it as an auditor in order to get something to hold on to the electrodes. So regard it as a useful adjunct and put up with its liabilities, such as it gets hungry and it has to go to the bathroom and other things that get in the road of an auditor. Just thank the Lord that you at least have something to hook the electrodes on and safeguard that to the degree of not interposing it into too savage a situation. Now, that doesn't require any adjudication on your part or any doingness on your part beyond this one thing. Stay with your standard procedures as they are developed, because they contain these factors as an inherent part of auditing. And these are taken care of to that degree, and there's no sense in your beating somebody up just to find out what would happen, because it will happen. The point I'm making here is that you run what you get your hands on that can be run, and run it well with a minimum of stress on the body. And we just don't care how much stress occurs on the PC. Thetans are indestructible. So you just couldn't care less how much stress. Where that stress moves over into concern about the body, the fact that the lungs aren't breathing too well and the heart isn't beating too well, and the skull feels like it's about to have a stroke, will wear shoal. Now, what can you do that would produce those things? What can you do? There's very definite things that you could do that would produce those conditions. One is to fail to clear the bank you are working on, but go dancing off to other banks because the fields were so green. Early or late, go dancing off to other banks. Right? Fail to clear the bank you are working on. The next one is refuse utterly to go earlier before you've gone later. In other words, run the banks closer to present time. Don't get persuaded into the backtrack banks. Another thing is try as far as possible to run a bank from its extreme top to the bottom. Now, another point, completely aside from don't bypass items and that sort of thing. This is an adjunct to the last and modifies the last one. Don't keep auditing the PC over and over and over and over, finding nothing and not discharging the bank, because that is very hard. So you see, between the last two I've given you, there is the medium situation that you could take huge slabs out of this bank and still discharge the bank. In other words, your auditing must not continuously idle around on one unfound item with lose after lose after lose for the PC, hour after hour of hunt and punch, see? Knock it off. Knock it off. Find something that can be found in this bank. Now, of course, we get down to the ordinary auditing precautions. Don't find a wrong item. Don't run a wrong goal, much more important than bypassing an item or something. Do a workmanlike job of auditing. And then, of course, we get this one. And this will sound odd to you. Follow the pattern. Your PC is not different. Your PC is not different. Your PC simply won't rocket read well at some portions of the GPM. I had one last night on that last one that would amuse you greatly. I had a PC that said it was not impartial, or no, it was not incomparable, but unconquerable. And that argument was so succinct. It was backed up by the fact that the only thing it was firing on the list was not incomparable, but the thing that was firing on the list was unconquerable. There's only one thing wrong with it. Every time unconquerable fired, three or four other items also fired the same list. I just went by the rules of auditing, and I got enough listing done, and enough listing done, and enough listing done, and by God, it turned out to be incomparable. 20 minutes worth of random listing, and 7 pages of actual listing later, it turned out to be incomparable. So it's just charge which prevents the right item from firing. Your PC isn't different. Your PC is simply too charged up to fire. And you keep at it long enough and the PC will fire. Now, although this is more or less a general talk on handling PCs and so forth, at the risk of overrunning this a little bit, I am going to. I'm going to show you a method of handling this, which takes care of most everything I've been saying except handling the bank. Banks, you know, run them forward and so forth, which I've talked to you about. Now, just as the PC has many goals in many banks, a finite number, fortunately, a very small number, so he has many RIs. Many RIs in one GPM. Now, instead of worrying about all the GPMs there are to run while you're auditing this PC, you should worry in this regard. How well you clear up the RIs you've got your hands on. Just as if you half ran half the banks, so if you half run half the RIs in a bank, your PC sooner or later is going to feel queasy. The monitoring factor here is audit what you've got your hands on. You've got your hands on it. Well, audit it. And when I say audit it, I mean audit the PC in front of you. Don't run routine 3 on a PC. Audit the PC with routine 3. And that goes for every auditing skill that we have. Friends, I never sec check a PC. Never been known to. I audit the PC with sec checking. I don't find goals on a PC. I audit the PC with goals finding. Now, if you keep that frame of reference, you'll win all the way. But if you simply run routine 3 on the PC, you're going to run yourself right off a cliff someplace. This is run the PC in front of you. I'm not talking about fixating your attention on it. But what is the running of routine 3 doing to your PC? And what are you doing about it? It actually doesn't mean that any more steps are added. It doesn't mean that anything new or peculiar particularly is done. But you've got a PC sitting in front of you, and that is a Thetan plus a bank plus a body in a physical universe. Ghastly. If the body wasn't there, you could probably do all sorts of things. But it is there. So how does this PC feel? I shades of the third or fourth London ACC, I said, you should be able to audit a PC straight through without a single somatic. That's a knee plus ultra perfection definition. You know, you audit so beautifully and so well and so smoothly that you pull him out of it all without him ever having sunk into it deeper than he's in. Of course, that is just a postulated theoretical ideal. Do you know it's almost possible to do that with routine 3? Sounds incredible. If you do this, if you use everything you are doing at the moment you were doing it to clear the PC of what you've got your hands on. If you use that every moment to clear the PC of what you've got your hands on, you will then all of a sudden have a miraculous series of runs with the PC, and you'll get something like this. The first RI takes 2.5 hours. The next 30 RIs take a half an hour apiece. The next 30 RIs take 25 minutes apiece. The next 30 RIs take 15 minutes apiece. The next bank takes you 45 minutes to get your first RI. Takes you half an hour to get the next half dozen. Takes you 15 minutes each to get the next 30. Takes you 10 minutes each to get the next 30. Takes you 5 minutes each to get the next 30. Using the same process every time. Why? Because you are building on a gradient scale the Thetan's confidence. And you are, of course, sending the case into the stars because you're clearing everything you lay your hands on. There is nothing behind you to worry about. I am not now talking about an ideal. I'm talking about an attainable fact. This is attainable. Now, there are mechanics involved with this attainability, and there are ways to audit which attain this. The first rule you've got to follow is if you've spent a session or two trying to get somebody's top-op term firing, what are you going to do, make a career out of this top-op term? So for some peculiar reason, on this peculiar case, caught catfish doesn't apply. and you just can't get anything to fire. Well, look, you've got the whole goal to catch catfish. You don't need that top-op term. You've got the ending of the goal. You've got an item in there, catching catfish. You've got the whole bottom of the goal as far as that's concerned. You've got a catfish catcher. Over there is a terminal. You can cut in with that block and go on down. By the way, no matter how hard you try to go up in a bank, you always go down. This will fool the auditor and fool the PC. More often, they'll say they're going up in the bank, and they'll just get a couple of items reversed, but they will only be going running down in the bank, which is quite interesting. You always, it's so funny, you sit there after a while and you look with your jaw dropped and you realize we're going down in this bank and we've been trying to list up in it. See? No, you always go down. Well, you've got all these points where you can cut in. Well, which one fires native and natural on the PC? Which one fires? Which one can you make fire? Well, you know they're there. You could unburden the case and go forward. This doesn't excuse you, however, from not getting the top-op turn the first time and following it through. You know, so what, you couldn't do it? Well, let's not make the next 75 hours of auditing the contest for finding something that can't be found. Assume there's some reason why it can't be found and find something that can be run. Because your first interest is to get charge off. You get charge off of that bank and the PC can confront it. You fail to get charge off of that bank and the PC can't confront it. And so, of course, you're just left there walking in the mud. Now, if there's any doubt remains in your mind as to what the top-op term is, you can't get the top-op term, and nothing seems to fire, you can't get any absolute form, you can't get any perfect form, you can't get these things. Don't make a career out of it, man. Leave it to the politicians to make a career out of being inept. You're supposed to be effective. Well, let's stretch back and say, well, we're having a bit of trouble finding this top-op term. Can't seem to get anything to fire on this. And there's some discussion as to what it is and what it isn't and all that sort of thing. We're going to cut in on the goal line. See if we can get that. Well, of course, you've had the goal firing, so you can certainly get the goal as an op-term firing. And tear on down using the pattern of the bank from there, see? Tear that out. But you get some slabs out of that bank. That's your first job. But when you've got your hands on it, clean it. Clean it up. Make sure it's right. Now, a PC's bank doesn't go absolute catfish, catfish absolute, perfect inness to catfishing, eager catfish, catfish eagering. It doesn't go like that. If it'll go catfish absolute, or absolute catfish, or absolutely catfish, or catfish absolutely, or an absolute catfish, it'll establish a pattern. And that pattern will contain certain things. And after you got that pattern, man, there isn't anything varies. The next one isn't swap-ended. See? It isn't eager catfish in one place and in another place degraded catfish. You understand? It doesn't say eagerly catfish and then perfectedness catfish. See? You've got a constant. When you establish that pattern, which is your heaviest job, once that pattern is established, that pattern holds. So you better make sure that the pattern is right and cleared when you get it. See? Now, it really doesn't go in the upper part of the bank. It varies somewhat in the lower part of the bank. But it doesn't go not perfect catfish, no catfish perfect, catfish no eager, eager catfish not, and can't eager catfish, see? And not degraded ain't. Nothing else present. Then go like that. See, it just doesn't go like that. It'll go, no perfect catfish, see? And no eager catfish, whatever it is. If it's eagerly catfish, it'll be no eagerly catfish. Once that pattern is established, that pattern continues. It doesn't bounce all over the place. Now, you've got countless locks which fire. When you first enter a bank, what's got a bank, to have catfish catch tigers. Tigers, catfish, anything will fire in Rocket Reed. You work on it long enough, any part of that goal wording will fire. Anything. Any combination of it. Catfish catch tiger-ishness will fire, see? Havingness of catfish catch tiger-ishness. That'll fire. Anything fires. Why? Because you're looking at the whole mass. And it is so cross-charged. Well, the PC's name will fire in it. Anything will fire in it. Anything. Any kind of a combination will fire. You can find any top upturn known to man or beast. You can take any part of the goal or any tenths of any part of the goal and put it into the top up term and it'll fire. That's a horrible liability, isn't it? Terrible. So that makes the top up term the hardest part to find. If you can't find it, for God's sakes, take some charge off the bank so it can be found. Because after you got the charge off, then all of these weird combinations don't fire. Now it's getting simmered down. Just as the bank itself is a shell, just as an item, an RI, is a shell with a lot of RRing items and RSing items around it, as I've just given you in a bulletin, just as you've got a cross-section of that, so the whole bank operates that way, and the most ridiculous things will fire. The more bank, the more things will fire. More things will be restimulated, too, in life. The more bank he's got, the more nervy he is. It's just a matter of charge. If you can bisect charge out of there, if you can get... That's why you mustn't stand around with your hands in your pockets, you see? Trying to find something, find something, find something, find something, find something, find something. Trying to find something and not find anything. You better go someplace where you can find something. Now, you better clear everything you get your paws on. Everything you get your paws on, clear it. Now, what's that mean? Well, that means you get your hands on an RI, you clear it. Most of the PCs around will not fire first off on the pattern. Pattern does not begin by rocket reading. And therefore, auditors will be invited to believe that it's a different pattern. This PC has a different pattern. I don't pretend that pattern's perfect. That pattern's awful close in, though, man. Now, your problem with all this other thing is first and foremost, very well maybe, simply how to get the PC to rocket read at all on these items. That's the problem you may find yourself wrestling with. Well, therefore, you need technology that develops a rocket read. Let me recommend to you something on this order. I'm just about to put out routine 3N, which includes simply things which you have, which is directive, listing, and random listing. These things are included in it. Your pattern isn't very esoteric, but let's take something like this. Now, we know this character's item is going to be absolute, but that absolute can also be total or all. It all depends on what it is. The other words don't seem to vary, but perhaps that one can vary. I don't say that it can either. But let's just have absolute caught catfish. Absolutely caught catfish. Let's just take these items, see, and tell the PC to give us the items. And we tell the PC to give us the items so we can put them on the list. We don't just put them on the list. And that's below charge, see. So we tell the PC, absolutely caught catfish. Caught catfish, absolutely. Absolute caught catfish, whatever this thing is. We're going to get the various combinations of this. This will maybe amount, this first one's going to be longer because we're establishing pattern. And we're going to get all kinds of possibles, endings, and combinations we can. And so therefore, it may amount to quite a few items. Be quite a few items in this. And after we've got all these things down, we've carefully noted that one or two of them fell when the PC said them. We didn't expect any rocket reads. Just don't expect any rocket reads at this stage of this operation. I mean, or when you're doing this. Be gratified if something rocket reads, but don't expect any. You're looking for falls. And you find out that absolutely caught catfish falls. Isn't that nice? In fact, we put it on a couple of times and it fell. We know what our item is. Now, we simply say to the PC, all right, we've probably got the item on this list. Now, a great many secondary items, however, that you probably are very greatly interested in. So I just want you to do some random listing on this and tell me the answers as fast as you can think of them to this auditing question. Who or what would no caught catfish oppose? And the PC says so and so and so and so and so and so. You don't write down a thing. You just sit there with your meter in front of you and the PC going on and you giving him an occasional half acknowledgement. Mm-hmm, okay, fine. He's listing, see? But you're not writing it down, so he can list at a rather tremendous rate. And if he stops listing, you damn well get him started again by getting in suppress and invalidate, see? That's always the way to get a person listing. Put in suppress and invalidate, and don't put them in prep check-wise. So you just put them in on the meter, suppress and invalidate. He'll start listing again probably before you can get them in. And let him go on talking. And you let him talk until we no longer are seeing rocket reads and rock slams and DRs on this meter. How long does it take? I don't know. How long is a piece of string? How charged is a PC? And you will eventually get a very smooth needle, one of the cleanest needles you ever laid your eyes on. Beautiful, smooth, flowing needle. And you say, all right, thank you very much. And you stop him listing at this point. And now you list, no caught catfish question. You say this to him, no caught catfish, to see if it reacts. And if it doesn't rough up the needle appreciably, that's appreciably. You don't have the perfection of cleanness. Because remember, there's still a pin on this. There's still the bottom of the bank. And you got no instant reaction on it, and it seemed good, and didn't rough up the needle. Ask the question. This doesn't rough up things very much. It maybe gives a tiny speeded rise or something like this. Don't bother with that. You say, all right, now we're going to read to you your item, and we read a couple of these things that fell. We don't even ask him again, see? We read him a couple of these things that fell to see if a couple of them are rocket reading. And when you call that absolutely caught catfish, which you already saw before, you go to see the most beautiful rocket read you ever go to see. And the PC says, that's it. And he cognites on it, and everything is fine. Didn't rocket read before. Why not? Obscured by charge. Got that? You just follow that pattern, item after item, terminal or op-term, and you got it made, man. I just was running this one over the jumps. And not using it, but harassing the PC to get it on the list. 2.5 hours it took to find an item. This other one took a half an hour. Apparently lengthy, isn't it? But that time will shorten. And what have you done, in essence? You have discharged or cleared the RI you were working with. I'll give you another discussion of this as to the exact theory of all this and why this happens this way. But remember, there's a charge where it faces one op-term and a charge where it faces the other op-term, and there's another charge that connects it to the bottom of the bank. And this item is surrounded by our eyes, by potential our eyes that you could get wrong, that rocket read like crazy, but they're just rocket reading items. They're rock slamming items, and they're dirty reading items. And you got them on there by the ton. And before we started doing this, it was customary in the top of a bank to have the tone arm ride high. If you do this one and clear every one of those RIs just this way, you will watch this confounded needle go on down here to clear read, even for a girl, and come back up and pump down and go back up and pump down. You can actually run, you don't have to run the tone arm action out of it. But you suddenly find yourself auditing the PC at clear read. He puts a new item on the list. You go to a new section and he'll go up. But then, by the time you've discharged it, he's a clear read. When you give him the item, you don't get much blowdown because it's blown down. You'll find something else. You'll find something else that's terribly intriguing. This is why you must do it. The item you are listing from will always RR again. And that is because the first time you gave it to the PC, the charge suppressed it. And only by listing it do you get the charge back on it in a clean, pure state so that it can blow. In other words, it implodes before it explodes. Quite fascinating. In other words, you're listing from no caught catfish. And you put absolutely caught catfish on your line plot. You put this on your line plot. And it falls. And you could read your meter at this moment, and you wouldn't find no caught catfish firing. But you list it for 5 minutes, and then read no caught catfish, and it gives you a rocket read. Ho, ho, ho. But you've got the item on the list already. Ooh, I think this is fascinating. In other words, there was that much blasting charge left on the thing, but there is a method to clean. I've often told you might have to do something with the RIs, but I didn't know what it would be. Well, what you do with them is list them. List them random. You don't write it down. Gives the PC the weirdest feeling when he's already trained into having his every word recorded, you know, to have the auditor just sitting there staring at the thing, you know. Thank you. All right, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's enough now. Don't even write it down again. But supposing you couldn't get anything to rocket read at the end of this thing, then you'd have to work with the PC to get something on the list. But it will now rocket read. Previously, if you hadn't taken this step just the way I've given it to you, you could get a half a dozen perfectly satisfactory RIs in the place of this one. And therefore have a half a dozen chances to get wrong ones. And then your errors mount, and you find it harder and harder. And you think this is wasting time. No, his lists are going to get shorter and shorter. I've already seen this. In the first bank, the lists were 3 pages. In the second bank, they're 2 pages. In the next bank, they're 1 page, don't you see? But list those RRs and RSs off of that RI. Just by making him answer the question, and you're going to see some of the cleanest needles and some of the happiest PCs you've ever seen. And that tone arm will come right on down. Now, if the tone arm doesn't come down, you goofed. You said, well, this PC is different. It wasn't absolute. Or absolute can vary because that's just the. That just means a the. It wasn't eager. It was excited. Oh, excited with fire. Oh, I guarantee excited with fire. So you put down excited. Now, when you don't put it down at the top of the list, you're going to get a very long list. The right item must be on the list first before you give any random listing. And that's why you put it down at the top of the list. You've already got the right item on the list, so therefore the list will be relatively short and blow easily. Now, if you didn't put the right item on at the top of the list, the PC would list for a couple of hours without putting the item on. See? You already triggered it, made it collapse in on itself, and then you'd listed the debris off. You've done an heroic job. So this makes it up to you, the auditor, to know what item goes on the list before the PC puts it on. You can consult the PC, you can get his opinion, but he will inevitably tell you, particularly early on in processing and so forth, no, it is not perfect, it is exquisite. And exquisite will rocket read, unfortunately. Perfect won't, but exquisite will. After you've got the random listing, what do you find? You find yourself looking exquisite, doesn't even, he'll even tell you now, well, it isn't exquisite, it's perfect, of course. In other words, he comes around that way. And then people can say, yes, PCs are forced to list according to this pattern. They are forced to list according to this pattern. And the pattern actually isn't what is in the bank at all. See, they can have all sorts of arguments. But here's the proof. You now can't get anything else to rocket read on that question. You can't get any more rocket reading items on it. But if you had taken exquisite, if you'd gone back to it, you would have found out you'd get another half a dozen rocket reading items in that same area. Isn't that interesting? In other words, what lists it flat is the pattern. Now, when we transfer this into French, German, Swedish, Scandinavian, Chinese, and other tongues, we're probably going to be in trouble. And even when we try to run it on a 12-year-old child that has never heard of such a word as incomparable, we're going to be in trouble, aren't we? Well, people have already been in trouble as auditors trying to run the midroods on an 18-year-old girl that just couldn't seem to get it through her head what suppress meant. So the auditor sat down and taught her the language. So we need a glossary which defines by dictionary and with an idiot's definition of every single word that is used in the bank. And I'm going to get one together, or get somebody to get one together. Now, we say there's the definitions, and these suffixes, what does ivity really mean? Well, this is educating the PC, but unfortunately he won't go clear unless you do. So some PC says you have to give him a test. A literacy test, you see? You say, what does incomparable mean? Is what? You mean unconscionable. I thought for a while here, just a short time ago, that the only literate people were ever going to get clear. They were probably more educated when they laid these things in than they are now, but then I suddenly realized, well, they can learn those words. They learn new words all the time. They can learn those too. It's a finite number of words. All we got to do is write up a glossary that's well-defined with a good idiot's definition following the dictionary definition. You know, a very clear dictionary definition, then an idiot's definition that gives it all in pat-a-cake. Eventually, they would come up to being very fond of these words. So there is your method of handling whereby you keep the body from getting knocked off while you're auditing the thetan, and this has the single practical aspect, of course, of continuing to have a pair of hands to wrap around your E-meter electrodes. I wish to recall this to your attention because my earlier researches on a thetan meter, which was a small antenna read by the magic eye type of response on a thetan, didn't pan out. Worked on it in 1952-53. And the difficulty with this universe is that the fields of television stations, radio stations, and all that sort of thing, and the fields of a live body in the vicinity of that antenna can raise the devil with it. But it isn't so much the TV fields as it is a live body. And Lord knows where the thetan would have to be. No, you, as an auditor, would have to be in order to audit the thetan. Now, he could be in the vicinity of the antenna, but you would have to be, what do you know, over 25 feet away. You'd have to audit 25 feet from your meter. And then, of course, every wire that is run in toward the antenna sets up its own field. So I'm just recommending to you to keep the PC alive and so that you can have a pair of hands to put on the E-meter electrodes. And this is, I can't recommend this to you too strongly because it's embarrassing. And we thought we would run into a problem whereby, how do you audit somebody OT? Well, that's very easy, because all he's got to do is keep in touch with the body and you'll continue to get your rocket reads. But how do you audit a thetan that doesn't have a body to put on the meter? And we haven't got that solved, and I'm pointing that out to you and strongly recommending, therefore, that you clear the banks, that you contact and clear every item in the bank before going on to the next item. And therefore, you'll continue to have live hands on the electrodes. Okay? Thank you very much.